listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, if you've got questions about AHIP, we've got the answers. We will cover it all from how much it costs and where to take it to study tips and discounts. ASG Episode 74, FAQs about AHIP, written by Chad Houck. Whether it's your first time or your fifth, completing the annual AHIP certification is important for licensed insurance agents selling Medicare plans. Today, we answer some frequently asked questions about AHIP certification. Do I need to pass AHIP if I already passed last year? Yes, since plans and regulations change year to year, you must pass the test annually in order to sell. The good news is you're already at an advantage if you passed last year because you've proven that you have a good foundational knowledge of Medicare sales. And don't forget, many carriers require agents to continue certifying with them to receive renewal commissions. AHIP is oftentimes part of carriers' certification requirements. How many attempts at the AHIP test do I get? 3. If you fail 3 times, you can re-enroll and purchase another set of 3 attempts. However, many carriers will not accept 3 failures in a given year and will prohibit you from selling their product during that plan year. How long must I take between failed attempts? It depends. There's no set time you need to wait before trying the AHIP test again. If you fall just below the passing threshold and feel confident in your knowledge, you can give it another go immediately. If you miss the mark by more than a few points, we'd recommend taking more time to study before your second or third attempt. Do I have to take AHIP directly through their website? No. If a carrier offers AHIP certification through their broker portal, you'll be directed to a customized AHIP page for that carrier. In many cases, certifying through a carrier's broker portal will give you a discount off your AHIP training that you wouldn't receive by going directly through AHIPMedicareTraining.com. And don't worry if you didn't catch that, we will have the link to AHIP in our show notes. Moving on to the next question, how much does AHIP cost? For 2018, the cost of AHIP certification is $175. Can I get a discounted price for the test? Yes, as we mentioned earlier, many carriers offer discounts on AHIP if you take the test through their broker portal. So far for 2018, many carriers are offering $50 off the $175 price tag. It's also worth mentioning that some carriers offer full AHIP reimbursement as a production incentive. Talk to your Ritter representative to contract with a carrier who offers AHIP incentives. We'll make sure to put the link to our sales team in the show notes, so be on the lookout for that as well. Next question, is there a deadline to pass AHIP to sell in 2019? Technically, yes. Passing AHIP is the initial step to completing most carrier certifications, so you won't be ready to sell any Medicare Advantage plans until you do so. The 2019 AHIP course will eventually be replaced with 2020's early next summer. Is AHIP an open book test? Yes. You can print the training modules and use your notes while taking the test. Is AHIP a timed test? Yes, the final exam is 50 questions, and agents have 2 hours to complete it. The training modules for each section before the final exam are not timed and may take a few hours to get through if it's your first time reading through them. What score do I need to pass? 90%. If you get a higher AHIP score, that's awesome. How much should I prepare? It depends. If you've passed the AHIP exam before, you should be well prepared to take it again. That's the point of certifying in the first place, to become an expert. If you're a first timer, don't hesitate to set aside a week to prepare using the training modules. Medicare is a complex topic for all of us, and you want to be the most knowledgeable agent, right? We've talked about AHIP and why you need it before, so if you haven't listened to that episode, it is episode number one of this podcast, and it is loaded with great information. Especially if this is your first AEP, you definitely want to check that out. And speaking of AEP, we've got a great episode that functions as a checklist to prepare you for AEP, so we'll make sure the link to that episode is in our show notes as well. That's it for this installment of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here today, we would love for you to share this episode on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. Maybe you know someone just starting out selling insurance. They could definitely benefit from this episode. Maybe you know a few agents that have been at this for years. This is still a great episode to share as a refresher. The great thing about the Agent Survival Guide is that we are here for all agents, whether you're new to the industry, fresh out of college, or if you've been selling for years. We've got everything you need to know, and if we don't, well, let us know and maybe we'll make a podcast episode out of it. Just want to say thank you so much for your support. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next episode.